Blog Talk Radio.
They can't stop us. Check us out on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Out on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Another place where we bring you forces to power.
To the rail. Hip-hop.
Also on Facebook. You can just type in HuntsvilleBlack.com. And also as well. Editors, and business partners.
All right, let's get it. This episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I continue to talk with people at the grassroots level who are making things happen. Today I'm talking with Hood Rich Entertainment and their crew about their organization slash movement. We will discuss the upcoming Hood Rich the Play coming to Huntsville January 1st, 2016. Hood Rich is still looking for a couple more performing actors for this stage play. I share the same goal of Hood Rich Entertainment of reinvigorating the performing arts community locally, especially in the northwest area of Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, good morning. Who we got on the line?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Simone, executive producer. Hi.
All right,
thank you for having me. And I love your intro.
Oh yeah, I got that fire. I got that fire. Got five guests like Hood Rich Entertainment on here. We're gonna come real.
Got
with
me
it.
Excited. Got me real excited this morning. I used to rap off that.
Oh, yeah, hey, I listen to it to get amped up. That's my intro show, but whenever I get ready, I just be listening to it myself all the time. It became one of my favorite songs. Who we got out here from the 424?
We got somebody else on the line from the 424.
Yeah, we got somebody on 424. I guess you want to introduce yourself? I guess maybe they was just listening. But go ahead and tell us about Hood Rich Entertainment.
Okay. Once again, thank you for having me. I want to say good morning to all my people listening. I probably got some people out in the Chicago area, Birmingham. I know is listening. My mom, she should be listening. So good morning to everybody. But to give you guys a little information about the play, it is called Hood Rich Entertainment. We are scheduled and ready to perform January the 1st, 2016. We're starting off our new year on tour in the Rocket City in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm excited. The crew is excited, and we're ready to do our thing.
It sounds real good. Like I was saying in the intro, that I shared the same idea. You know, we were talking, and we were talking about the need for reinvestment and reinvigorating the performing arts community, because it's in every society, the performing arts is so important. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of times it's performing artists who bring certain social issues and ills to the light, and they can affect change just by doing their craft.
Definitely, definitely. I agree. So far, for me personally, the show, putting on the shows and executive producing the shows, it has changed my life as far as being able to be a team leader, as well as working with people, setting goals, learning how to watch my mouth sometimes. You don't have to say everything that you think of. It's a learning experience day in and day out. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely want to teach the kids this.
Yes, yes, and it's a very good way to channel. That's like performing arts is a great way to channel your feelings and whatever viewpoint you're trying to put out there. And it's very important that we introduce our kids into this thing early. That's why I'm so glad that you guys are doing this play, because North Huntsville, I'm working on another deal with a guy, and we have another show that which you'll be on tonight, the Community Reinvestment Show. And that whole show and this whole movement is about getting the community to reinvest in the performing arts. And we're working to build a work, live, love community in Northwest Huntsville out there by Toyota, over 200 acres. And we're trying to take the starving out of the starving artists so they can perfect their craft. Artists need affordable housing, and they need access to stages and makeup that they can come out of their house and walk right down the street. And sometimes arts is generational. So some people, their kids come up with it because they're around it. So a community like that could really thrive in Northwest Huntsville. And
we have something like that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What was your question, Mr. Echoes?
No, I was just going to get your take, your view on having a community built especially and specifically for performing artists. You know, how good an idea you think that is and the benefits it could do to artists.
I think it's a great idea. Number one, it's bringing economic growth to the community as well as social growth to the community. Anytime you get together and people are on the same page doing things, it kind of makes it bring it lifts everybody up, just not a certain individual. And I think that's why I love doing Hood Rich Entertainment, the play. Another great thing about giving it's like giving back to the community. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, bringing the kids up, because once family gets together and know what's going on, say, for instance, a child, they only know and learn what they see and do. So if they see their parents or if they see the community impacted by this, they're more drawn to that. My daughter is a director, the director of Hood Rich the Entertainment, the play. She's been acting since she was a little girl. Now she's moving into directing. And I did this for a reason, because I wanted her to see. I strive to do it every day just to let her see what can happen if you, you know, if you achieve your goals and stay positive and do all this. So I definitely think that the that Huntsville initiative that you guys are doing is gonna be a great impact on the community, and I'm ready to get involved in it.
Yeah, we're ready to get you involved in it as well. And the good thing you're doing with your child, introducing them to that. And I tell people, if you really have a cause, I tell people this all the time, because I do a lot of grassroots organizing, and I was deeply into the arts back during my college days at A&M, and I've just recently been brought back into it. And you never lose the love for it. You have to make the time for it. You never lose the love.
Yeah.
But what I was saying about that is when you want to do something on the grassroots level, that's where everybody turns to, politicians, anybody. There's a lot of power in being a performing artist, because these people travel, so they can easily get the word out way beyond what you can. They travel, and they usually network pretty good, but here in Huntsville, over the years, our performing artist network has gotten kind of loose, and we need to, first of all, tighten it back up. We need to tighten the networking back up. And get it where we got a permanent meeting place where we can always strategize. But I always tell people, find you a performing artist, because, number one, they have the reach, and number two, if they happen to agree with whatever your platform or what you're doing, you're not going to find anybody more passionate than a performing artist if they agree with something that they feel in their heart. And they have a passion for it. That's one of the best persons you can have on your team in anything that you're trying to do, because artists have so much passion.
And speaking of passion, the show is going to be awesome on the 1st. These guys are really passionate about what they're doing. It's a cast of 9 members, and each one, there's a producer. And you'll meet everybody tonight, hopefully. Possibly not everybody, but most of the cast should be on the call tonight. But I did want to give a shout-out to them this morning, because they are, like I said, it takes a lot of time to do a play. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So these guys have been working hard almost for about 6 months. We got started in June, and so kind of like doing the casting call and different things like that. So they've been practicing and rehearsing and going over lines for a little while now. So I need everybody to come out and support them. We got 2 shows. We're doing one at 1 p.m. And both of the shows will be at MV Entertainment at 200, I think, Oakwood Avenue in Huntsville, Alabama. The show at 1 p.m., we're going to make it kid-friendly to a certain point, because it does have some adult content in the play. We don't advise anybody under the age of 10 to bring those kids out, just because it's a 2-hour show, and we want to kind of keep it the noise level down. But the show at 1 p.m., and then that will end about 4 o'clock, and then we'll do a late night show that I've entitled Cognac and Theater. This is for all the bosses and the entrepreneurs. The CEOs and the leaders in the community that want to come out and sip on a little cognac and chill and, you know, see the play. It's a 2-hour dramatic comedy. So expect to laugh.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay. What could you give our listeners some of your contact information, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and maybe a number or email address? How could somebody who wants to be a part of the Hood Rich play here in Huntsville and maybe elsewhere where you're doing it, how could they get in contact with you, or, you know, get some type of contact, some type of place where they can get more information?
Okay, so we're on, most of our tags are Hood Rich the play. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, and Facebook. It's actually, Facebook shut me down and made me change it. So we had to change it to just Hood Rich. And they can check us out on Facebook to get a lot of information about what's going on. I'm kind of older, but I'm now getting into Twitter and Instagram to try to keep people informed about what's going on. As well as our website. The website is going to be a place, not a physical location, but a virtual location where you not only find what's going on with Hood Rich, but we're going to tie a lot of the things that you guys are doing similar to what you guys are doing in the Huntsville area. I want it to be where you'll find products, services, people of color, to where you can go to find, like, Kimby Entertainment, the restaurant. There'll be a list there. All of the cities that we'll travel in, we'll make sure we list everybody that we've touched, that have touched us, invested in us, or everywhere that we go. We're going to have a list of the people of color businesses and opportunities to where if you're in Huntsville, you know to go here to find what you need. So So that's HoodRichToPlay.com.
Yeah, and I wanna tell you and any of the listeners out there, I'm also community director of HuntsvilleBlack.com, and it is totally free, 100% free, to go on there and put your business down, your entertainment business down, or whatever business you got, is 100% free to list your business with us, and it's also 100% free to list yourself on our events calendar. And don't be afraid. You can always go to our Facebook, HuntsvilleBlack.com page, and post up anything that you have on our page. We're trying to make this as friendly, performing artists friendly as possible. We're not going to charge people to list their businesses or to get on our events calendar. So I want to encourage all my listeners and the people at Hood Rich Entertainment and everybody else connected with you guys. I seen on your page that you had a comedian on there. And so anybody that's got any type of craft or anything going, feel free to go to HuntsvilleBlack.com, the digital magazine, or go on Facebook and post up your flyer or whatever it is to get your information out. Because that's all we
and
want
I can
to do
attest,
that
I can attest that
there.
He does share the post. Every post that I put up or sent to him, he has sent it out. And I'm like, who is this man? Let me message him. So, yes, I can attest to that. He does do that.
Yeah, don't say that too quick. You're going to make some people mad because I get so much. I don't always post it out.
Oh, my bad.
I only post it out if I agree with it. I'll be like, oh, okay, this is straight right here. Let me put it out. But it probably be some people mad. Because sometimes people are posting stuff like, all you can drink, but there's nothing else added with that. You know, if they just come out and enjoy this and this, and then all you can drink, all you can eat, yeah, I'll put that up. But if your only thing is, hey, we're drinking tonight, all you can get, then sometimes I don't never put those up because everybody already knows it's going on there anyway. But if you got something like that, we're going to drop it.
The theater is definitely not going to get as much recognition as an all-you-can-drink night. So, I understand that at this point. It's been hard to do theater in these cities, especially reach the African-American community because it has been so far in between, I guess, to say that we don't really do theater a whole lot in our communities. And the type of play that me and my sisters wrote was our genre as far as hip-hop and different things like that, and especially the hip-hop community. We get a hard time from artists who don't, what is this, a play? No, I'm not interested, So it's hard for us to get the information out, but we're working hard to really bring the people back to having community nights, doing community things where families, you can bring your daughter, your children, your grandparents to the same show, sit down and have a good time.
And that is great. Like you said, we need to. That's the point of everything that we're doing. Well, we're here now. Like you said, we're using all the tools. We're going to use the Community Reinvestment Show that you'll be on tonight. We're going to use Bringing Voices to Power, and we're going to use Huntsville Black. We're going to give it everything we got. We're going to bring attention back to the arts, because I think about the movement, the Harlem Renaissance movement. In New York, you know, the arts helped us out a lot. So much people don't realize. And and this day and age with different things going on, maybe we need to look back to some of the social structures and communities and cultural structures we had, like the performing arts, as our guideline, because that also helped us carry a message. Now, can't you imagine a powerful message in a play that's playing over here in Alabama this month, over there in Georgia next month, you know, getting the word out, and the performing arts is a great way to do that. And all art is good. So some people are not going to like the performing arts with the cursing in it. Some people are not going to like the performing arts that's just religious. But there is a niche for everything that you're doing, and I'm so glad you guys are putting it out there. And what we're going to do is keep bringing attention to it. Now, you said your mom was listening to the show. Does she like gospel?
She is. My mom speaking. Well, just to give a little information about my background. We were raised as up in the church. So the play, I have to say, was a spiritual awakening. I think God placed this on my heart to do. And so even a lot of times when I don't want to do it, don't want to travel to these cities, I don't want to deal with these people, I'm obligated to do it. I have no other choice but to do it, because I made this commitment to myself and to God that I will, you know, go ahead and stick this thing out for the rest of my life. So I ended up quitting my job not too long ago and taking this project on full time.
Okay.
My dad and both my mom and my dad is an artist and a writer, and so is my mom. My mom is a writer as well. My auntie is a writer. She has her website. I can't remember right now. I'm sorry, Auntie, that. But
she's going to be mad at you. So tonight you had better remember what her website is. Okay, we got a new caller. Caller calling from 348. You're on live.
Okay.
Yo, what's happening?
What's going down?
This Young Petro.
Oh, Petro.
What's going on? What's happening?
We're trying to make the performing arts. It sounds like y'all got some good things going on, and I can't wait to talk to the rest of you guys and crew tonight on the extended show. We're going to have up to 3 hours where we're going to have Hood Rich Entertainment on there. I'm going to be playing some of the local artist music and things like that. We're going to have a good time tonight. This is sort of like the pre-show. So put it on out there, bro. What you want to say?
Hey, tell them, hey, come check us out. You know what I'm saying? Hood Rich doing the thing, you know, down in Huntsville, Alabama, you know.
Young Petro is, he plays Jersey in the play. And we don't want to give him too much information this morning, because I want you to expound a little bit on your character tonight. But he is one of the hardest working actors I have. He's really perfecting his craft, and he's new to it, to acting. And so I was blessed to get in contact with him and work with him, because he's excited about acting. It's new to him. He's never done it before.
I'm a good reader of energy. I can tell, you know, bro got that energy when he stepped up on the phone. I said, like I said, I know this gonna turn out good. You know, like I said, I commend y'all for everything y'all doing, and you're right on time. You know, it's so, like I said, it's a blessing, because you are right on time. There is a huge push going on, being led by, I'm working with some people that are leading this huge push to reinvigorate and reinvest in the performing arts in Huntsville, and we're going to make it happen. We got too many other pieces, major pieces of the puzzle. We putting them all together, and we're going to make it work.
Well, I'm excited. I had no doubt, even though I got some doubters out there, because of the name specifically. Yeah, Hood Rich Entertainment got some doubters. But I have no doubt that we're going to bring the show, bring the crowd out. Like I said, this show is very family oriented. I got a big family. So if nobody else is going to be in the house, I know I got 30 people coming with me alone. So
that's, I heard that.
That's everywhere
going,
we go.
I'm definitely going to be on the scene. I'm definitely going to be on the scene. So anything you want to say to wrap this up? I know I want to tell all my listeners, y'all tune in tonight. It's going to be jumping. It's going to be, we're going to start this thing at either 9 or 10 o'clock at night, but we're going to go up to 3 hours if they want to. And we're going to play some local music.
Y'all
and we
do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because Mr. Echoes, we still need to talk about the word hood.
We can get off into that. A lot of people don't realize that the hood, when the word hood, when it came out, it wasn't a negative term, but some of our negative actions has turned the word negative. So we'll talk about that tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I had a whole lot of flack when I did a show about hood rats. But when I had that come out, I told people from the very first show that a hood rat could be male or female, but I got attacked because people thought I was targeting females. Oh, no, a hood rat, I'm a bunch of males.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And some of those are twice as bad as any female that I know. Okay, 317, you're on the line.
Yes.
Good morning.
Okay, who we
get? Good morning. This is Simone's mom.
Hello, Mom.
Hey, I just happened to be off work this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
You're buzzing because I called in.
So what is the name of this website?
They Dared.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you have to bring her on because she's, T-H-E-Y-D-A-R. ED.com.
Make sure she can come on tonight. We're going to have plenty of time. She can tell us all about this tonight.
But right now,
I'm going to close this song out for your mom right here, for your mom and dad, and for you.
Okay.
You said you came up in the spiritual family, and my home girls from Corlin, Alabama, they're some gospel singers, and we'll hear more from them tonight, but I'm going to play this song, and I look forward to talking to you guys tonight, and it'll be shortly.
Okay.
All right.